I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and their spouses are hitting the trail today together for the first time in the campaign for an abortion rights rally. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
That reflects the importance Democrats are putting on abortion this year.
They see a very, very strong card they can play.
St. Anselm College political scientist Chris Galdieri says it also factors in the president's approval ratings.
A president whose numbers are not what any Democrat would want them to be at the start of the general election campaign.
The Virginia rally comes a day after the vice president hammered likely GOP nominee Donald Trump for saying he was proud of his role in overturning Roe v. Wade.
Proud? Proud that women across our nation are suffering?
While Harris and Democrats are embracing abortion as a campaign issue, many Republicans are shying away, worried about sparking more voter backlash. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are in New Hampshire for the nation's first primary. Haley is hoping for an upset in the GOP primary. Donald Trump does not appear to be too worried.
And I don't care if she stays in. Let her do whatever she wants. It doesn't matter. I can just say that there's never been a movement like this. Make America great again.
The National Energy Assistance Directors Association says utility customers racked up record debt, even as the Federal Home Energy Assistance Program served more than 7 million families, an all-time high, in the last fiscal year, underscoring the need for more funding. Public universities would be prohibited from giving preferential treatment in admissions to applicants who are related to alumni or donors under a bill that sailed out of the Virginia Senate. A New York City police sergeant who hurled a plastic cooler at a man fleeing officers on a motorcycle, causing a crash that killed the rider, has been charged with manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and assault. This is AP News. The family of Dexter Scott King, son of Martin Luther King Jr., remembers him as a caring, loving person.
At the King Center in Atlanta, where Dexter Scott King was chairman, his sister Bernice King says the prostate cancer finally won out.
He tried with everything in him to defeat it. Fought to the very last minute.
He was the third of MLK's children and seven when his father was assassinated. He grew up to look so much like him and spent his time championing his father and mother's work as well as protecting it.
He was a fierce protector. Misunderstood, but he loved his family.
I'm Julie Walker.
A federal appeals court is weighing whether permanently stripping voting rights from some Mississippi felons amounts to unconstitutionally cruel and unusual punishment. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.